Welcome to our podcast where we discuss all things business in English, covering everything from entrepreneurship and leadership to marketing strategies and industry trends. In Apple News, we begin with a health concern for Apple's co-founder, Steve Wozniak, who recently suffered a minor stroke at a business conference in Mexico City. We extend our thoughts and well wishes for his swift recovery. Turning to legal developments, Apple is confronting numerous challenges. The company has lost an appeal in the EU court over a €14.3 billion tax bill in Ireland, and in consequence of the European Union court nullifying a previous €13 billion tax demand, a new potential legal battle is brewing for Apple over taxes in Ireland. In another legal development, Apple has been ordered to comply with the Digital Markets Act in the EU by March 5, 2024. This policy acknowledges the inevitability of rival app stores and will require Apple to modify its practices accordingly. Despite these challenges, the tech giant has received some support. A recent EU court advisor backed the EU's $14 billion tax order against Apple, lending credibility to the ongoing dispute. However, in another twist, the top advisor to the European Court of Justice has endorsed setting aside Apple's appeal against an EU order to pay an £11 billion tax bill in Ireland. This provides Brussels with a potential lifeline in their pursuit of the tax payment. On the domestic front, Apple has agreed to a $25 million settlement over allegations of unlawful hiring discrimination. This serves as a poignant reminder of the importance of maintaining fair and equitable hiring practices. This concludes today's Apple News. We'll continue to follow these stories closely, so stay tuned for more updates on this ongoing saga. In recent Diageo news, we bring updates on the company's financial performance due to a slowdown in sales in Latin America and the Caribbean regions. Diageo, a globally leading spirits producer, has raised concerns about its potential profits as it faces significant business slowdown in these crucial markets. The effect of this downturn has already been sensed in the market, causing Diageo's share price to plummet significantly, with an overall decline of 28%. Investors are particularly nervous about this impact on the company's profitability. It is not yet clear why the slowdown is occurring, but it presents definite challenges for Diageo, given that these regions have traditionally been significant sources of its sales and revenue. Navigating this challenging period will be crucial for the company's position in the spirits industry. That concludes today's Diageo News update. We will continue to monitor the situation and provide further updates on any developments. In our latest Disney news, updates concerning the company's CEO, Bob Iger, indicate his return to the helm with a primary objective of satisfying both fans and shareholders by confronting Disney's challenges. Iger has shifted the company's focus from fixing problems to building new projects and content, demonstrating that Disney is now more proactive in its approach. These changes have increased the company's profits, thanks largely to effective cost management strategies that support the growth of its streaming services. Disney has further augmented its cost-cutting measures by an additional $2 billion, which is aimed at streamlining operations and increasing profitability. This strategy is warmly welcomed by investors as it has subsequently resulted in a better-than-expected profit margin. Investors are now keenly looking forward to more information on CEO Bob Iger's strategy to maintain Disney's success. Moreover, Disney's shares have witnessed a commendable increase of 7%, credited to the company's successful efforts to reduce streaming losses by $1 billion and effective execution of cost control measures. Furthermore, as Disney prepares its defense against Nelson Peltz, investor confidence is significantly boosted. Despite these positive changes, the challenges that Disney faces under Bob Iger's leadership are still present. How Iger navigates these obstacles whilst upholding strong leadership will play a pivotal role in the ongoing growth of the company. Stay tuned for more updates and news on Disney's fascinating journey. That concludes our Disney news for today. In recent Hapag-Lloyd news, the global shipping giant is grappling with significant industry challenges, as evidenced by a staggering 96% drop in profit and a 5 billion euro decrease in a single quarter. This extraordinary financial hit, which has certainly caught analysts by surprise, is largely due to pandemic-induced disruptions. Decreased prices for sea transport caused by the COVID-19 crisis have severely impacted the company's operations, leading to a massive 95% decrease in profits. This unprecedented decline in revenue is a testament to how the global health crisis has disrupted economies and trade flows worldwide. What this signifies is the end of an era of exceptional profits for container shipping companies like Hapag-Lloyd. In these unsettling times, with global supply chains interrupted and trade heavily impacted, the future course of shipping companies remains uncertain. Monitoring how corporations like Hapag-Lloyd adapt their strategies against this tumultuous backdrop and manage to regain their footing is key. These indeed are challenging times for the global shipping industry, making it crucial for anyone invested or interested in this sector to stay informed about its evolving landscape. In the latest NatWest news, former CEO Alison Rose has experienced significant financial loss due to her involvement in a controversy related to Nigel Farage's bank account details. Her resignation from the company consequently triggered the cancellation of her substantial £7.6 million payout, which has significantly impacted her financial standing. Notably, this payout was initially slated for Rose, but was scrapped by NatWest because of the seriousness of this scandal. The additional scrutiny and backlash she faced in the wake of this controversy also contributed to her professional standing being hit hard. The fallout from this matter has thus had severe repercussions for both Alison Rose and NatWest. As further developments continue to come to light, the full extent of the consequences remain to be seen. In recent developments, Robert De Niro's production company has been ordered to pay a hefty €1.1 million in damages for gender discrimination leveled against it by a former employee. The former assistant, who had suffered discrimination in the workplace, successfully filed a lawsuit, leading a jury to award a staggering $1.2 million in compensation. This ruling sends a resounding message about the importance of establishing fair, respectful, and equal work environments. The substantial fine serves as not only a significant financial blow to De Niro's production company, but also highlights the severity of the situation, affirming the grievous mistreatment suffered by its former employee. In light of such events, gender discrimination remains a pressing global workplace issue. The spotlight is now firmly on De Niro's company and other organizations, reminding them of the potential consequences they could face for failing to address such concerns. The onus now lies with them to ensure necessary procedural changes are implemented to prevent any future occurrences of discrimination and mistreatment. In recent SAPI news, there are some significant developments in the company's leadership and financial performance. Steve Binney, the CEO of SAPI, has affirmed his confidence in the company's current debt levels as SAPI transitions towards more sustainable operations, focusing on green paper packaging and dissolving pulp. This strategic move aligns with the mounting global demand for environmentally friendly products. In leadership news, the company has ushered in a new era by appointing Nkululeko Sawazi as its new chair. Sawazi, a renowned South African business magnate, brings strategic vision and a proven track record of business revitalization. His appointment signifies SAPI's preparation for a fresh phase of growth and innovation. Financially, SAPI's South African operations have recently achieved a commendable feat. The earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, EBITDA, for the fiscal year ending September 2023 have reached a record high. This exceptional accomplishment underlines the company's continued ascendancy and reaffirms its stature as an industry leader. SAPI's devotion to sustainable practices, the enlistment of a strategic leader in the form of Sawazi, and their outstanding financial performance collectively point towards a bright future for the company. Keep an eye out for more updates on SAPI and its ongoing progress in the market. In recent developments from Cigna, a firm recognized for its ownership of distinguished real estate properties in Munich, René Benko, the former company head, has officially vacated his role. This has provoked a significant shift in leadership and begins a new chapter with Arndt Gavitz taking the reins. Consequently, as Benko navigates this transition in his career, he also faces hurdles with his project in Berlin. Klaus Michael Kuhner's acquisition of this project adds more challenges and uncertainties for Benko. Gavitz, as Signa's new leader, intends to guide the real estate group back to accomplished status. His valuable knowledge and skills have been tried and tested in the insolvency proceedings of companies like Schlecker and Galleria. Benko's resignation has led to heightened interest in Signa's future direction under Gavitz. Can he navigate the company back to prosperity? As the story continues to unfold, stay tuned for additional updates. In our latest update from Verdi News, we bring news of nationwide strikes within the retail sector, leading to major disruptions for customers and stores alike, organized by the trade union Verdi. The strikes were sparked off by an unexpected cancellation of regional wage negotiations by the Employers Association, a move that didn't sit well with Verdi, promptly calling for nationwide strikes. Friday bore witness to the immediate effects of the strikes, as customers experienced prolonged waits at cash registers and extended checkout times. Additionally, the strikes have led to noticeable gaps in supermarket shelves, leaving customers frustrated as some essential items became temporarily unavailable. Retail workers throughout the nation are participating in these strikes, highlighting their dissatisfaction with stalled wage negotiations. Verdi is utilizing this avenue to ensure fair wages and better working conditions for retail employees nationwide. The repercussions of these strikes are resonating throughout the retail sector, not just affecting the workers engaged in the strikes, but also impacting the daily customers who rely on these services. The duration of these strikes and their potential impacts on the retail industry are uncertain as negotiations continue. Stay tuned to Verdi News for further updates on this ongoing labor dispute and the nationwide strikes it has incited in the retail sector. In recent Vince McMahon news, the esteemed wrestling promoter and WWE CEO has announced plans to sell over $700 million worth of stock in TKO Group Holdings Incorporated, the outcome of a merger between WWE and the well-known mixed martial arts organization, UFC. McMahon intends to offload 8.4 million shares of TKO Group Holdings Class A common stock, a move that signifies his stepping away from a significant chunk of his stock holdings in the company. Despite the mega businessman's significant sell-off, others within TKO are taking a contrasting route. Multiple executives are purchasing millions of dollars worth in stock, signaling their faith in the organization's future growth. The announcement has stirred curiosity about McMahon's future role in the company and his strategic direction. Followers of the wrestling and mixed martial arts sectors are left in anticipation of further news about McMahon's plans and their possible effects on TKO. In the latest WeWork news, we're looking at a blend of intriguing updates. Notably, WeWork has surprised us by doubling down on a bankrupt company, indicating an unconventional approach to its investments. This perplexing step rings with risks but lends an interesting twist to their strategy. Alongside this unconventional move, significant leadership alterations have taken place within the company. David Tolley, known for his clear-eyed style, is assuming the reins from the exuberant former face of WeWork, Adam Neumann. Tolley's appointment could indicate a considerable shift in both WeWork's strategy and corporate culture. Interestingly, despite stepping down from his leadership role, Neumann continues to make headlines. In an unexpected and rather amusing turn of events, Neumann stands to pocket a staggering $430 million as a result of WeWork's bankruptcy. The specifics of how he'll profit from this situation remain elusive, adding yet another layer of intrigue to the continuing WeWork narrative. Stay tuned as we unravel more about these captivating stories in our subsequent episodes. We eagerly look forward to exploring the mystifying realm of WeWork and its latest developments alongside you. Thank you for joining us today as we delved into the intricate world of business, exploring its challenges, triumphs, and endless potential for growth and innovation.